there is no reason for me to get out because there is no money to support companies.
What does this mean for the industry?
Look, to be quite honest, there has been no effort to revitalize that industry because the giving up money has not materialized. There is no money to sustain industry. Banks don't have the money to borrow, even if it's available, it's too leaky for the requirements of industries and very, very expensive. In fact, that once you take a loan from the bank, that will fast track your closure as a company.
Now, of course, with industries closing, this means that thousands of people are left jobless. How does this affect those living in Bulawayo and those in the area?
Let me tell you, this issue of Bulawayo is very disappointing, or the closure of industry is very, very disappointing, because we should be speaking with one voice. And what is even far more interesting is that NEPA is quiet. NEPA is quiet. NEPA should be actually working to hand in gloves to try and say, look, we are losing jobs. But the ZCTU is quiet. It is in bed with the politicians. It is saying nothing about these things. It has not even done an effort to say, how do we save jobs of our members? So it's a bigger picture. You need government, you need NEPA, you need the financial institutions.
But the ZCTU itself has been somewhat open with this issue, laying the blame on the government. Do you not think that they're doing enough, and what can really be done?
I would blame government to say they have not done enough. But look, the government is not in the business of giving business money. Government is supposed to be in the business of creating the environment that the business should thrive. It is then the banks who should be able to pay for businesses money, not give borrow businesses money. That's what is happening. Well, the attempt by government to create a fund through DIMA, everybody welcomed it, we welcomed it, we thought it, but we knew it wasn't a permanent solution. It was supposed to be a temporal relief. But unfortunately, money has not come. That's the fact about it. The money has not come. And the industries have been waiting, and those who didn't want to, they've been actually keeping going, hoping that the demand money is going to come. But the demand money has not come.